Hello, word nerds. Maybe we'll do the chilled out episode. Maybe? I don't know. Let's find out what happens. The first word is bourbon. B-O-U-R-B-O-N. I am not a drinker of bourbon per se. I have a little bit now and again, but there is a great line from, what is his name? Fish Odor? I think that's his, Mr. Fish Odor from Bob's Burgers. He plays a song and he sings, "Oh, bourbon, bourbon, bourbon." And sometimes if I hear the word bourbon, I just sing, "Oh, bourbon, bourbon, bourbon," even though I'm not like a big drinker of it. But let's talk about bourbon. It is a noun from 1596. Number one is capitalized. A member of a French family founded in 1272, to which belong the rulers of France from 1589 to 1793, and from 1814 to 1830, of Spain from 1700 to 1808, from 1814 to 1868, from 1875 to 1931, and from 1975, I guess, to the present maybe, and then of Naples from 1735 to 1805, and of the two Sicilies from 1815 to 1860. Wow, I was not prepared for that one. We got a history lesson. So there was a French family, or is a French family, that ruled in France, Spain, Naples, and the two Sicilies over a number of years at different times. Okay, great. Number two, this one has a different etymology. It is a rose of upright growth with shining leaves, prickly branches, and clustered large flowers. The etymology, or the scientific name, is Rosa Bourboniana. This is from Bourbon, which is a French island in the Indian Ocean, but it is now called Réunion. Something like that. So if you're looking for bourbon, look up Reunion. Okay, great. Moving on to number three. I was not expecting all of these different definitions for bourbon. Number three is from Bourbon County, Kentucky. It is a whiskey distilled from a mash made up of not less than 51% corn plus malt and rye. And compare to the synonym corn whiskey. And then number four is also often capitalized, a person who clings obstinately to old social and political ideas, specifically an extremely conservative member of the U.S. Democratic Party, usually from the South. They probably get their name somewhat from Bourbon County, Kentucky. Bourbonism is a noun and often capitalized. And the etymology for at the beginning just says it's a bourbon is a seigneurie in France. So that's that. Moving on to, I don't know, I said that because let's backtrack a little bit. Moving on to the word berg. And I said moving on because I saw the word berg and I combined them in my head and it came out like that. Burg is B-O-U-R-G. It is a noun from the 12th century. Synonyms are town and village, as A, one neighboring a castle, and B, a market town. So this is from Latin burgus, which is a fortified place of Germanic origin akin to the Old High German burg, which is a fortified place. And there's more at the word burrow. Next is bourgeois or bourgeois, B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S, first form adjective from circa 1565, one of related to, relating to, or characteristic of the townsman or of the social middle class. Two, marked by a concern for material interests and respectability and a tendency toward mediocrity. Three, dominated by commercial and industrial interests. Synonym is capitalistic. Bourgeoisification Bourgeoisification is a noun, and bourgeoisify is a verb. Wow. Okay. Fun words. This is Middle French from Old French bourgeois, which is a townsman, from burg or borg, which means town, from the Latin word burgus. Now we have the second form of bourgeois. It is a noun from circa 1674. 1A, synonym is burger, B-U-R-G-H-E-R, not the burger you ate. Eat. 1B, a middle-class person. 2, a person with social behavior and political views held to be influenced by private property interest. Synonym is capitalist. Number 3 is plural. We have the synonym bourgeoisie, which we will be getting to shortly. But first, we should talk about bourgeoise. Yeah, it's bourgeois, but there's an S at the end. Bourgeoise. There is a cat trying to get into this room, but there's a pillow in the way, so the cat can't get in here. All right. This is a noun from 1794. A woman of the middle class. It's French. It's the feminine of bourgeois. What they did is they added an E to bourgeois, which ends in an S. So by adding an E, you get an S or a Z sound, bourgeoise. It's so strange. Now we have bourgeoisie. It is a noun from 1707. 1, synonym is middle class. And then also members of the middle class. Number 2, a social order dominated by bourgeois. And this, moving on to burgeon, B-O-U-R-G-E-O-N. It is a variation of burgeon spelled B-U-R-G-E-O-N. Next we have bourguignon, bourguignon. I think that's how it, bourguignon. Yeah, sure, why not? It is spelled B-O-U-R-G-U-I-G-N-O-N-N-E. And then there's an alternative spelling. This is an adjective often capitalized from 1936, prepared or served in the manner of Burgundy, as with a sauce made with red wine, as in beef bourguignon. I should have known that's what that word was. All right, next we have born, B-O-U-R-N, or you could add an E to the end of that. This is a noun from the 12th century. Synonyms are stream and brook. A born. Next, we have born again, spelled the same ways, but they flip-flop them. Born with an E is first, and then born with no E is second. This is a noun from 1523. 1, synonyms are boundary and limit. Number 2, synonyms are goal and destination. Next we have beret. It's not a beret, the thing that you put on your head. This one is spelled B-O-U-R-R-E-E, and there is an accent over the first E. Noun from 1706. 1, a 17th century French dance, usually in quick duple time. Also, a musical composition with the rhythm of this dance. And then number 2, we have the synonym pas de bourrée or bourrée. Pas de bourrée. That's probably just the full name. All right, next we have bourried, B-O-U-R-R-I-D-E, bourried. Noun from 1872. A fish stew similar to bouillabaisse that is usually thickened with egg yolks and strongly flavored with garlic. What etymology do we have to say? It is French from the Occitan burrito, alternative of bolido, which is something boiled, from bouli, which means to boil, from the French word boulire, and there's more at the word boil. And here we have our last word for this episode. It is, I think, pronounced burse, B-O-U-R-S-E, noun from 1597. 1, synonym. It's the 5A definition for the word exchange, and then specifically, a European stock exchange. Number 2, a sale of numismatic or philatelic items on tables as at a convention. What is a numismatic or philatelic item? What? Where did they get these words from? I'm so fascinated to learn what those are. Let's see. This is Middle French. It literally means a purse from the Middle Latin bursa, and there's more at the word purse. So that's where the word purse comes from. So we had bourbon, burg, bourgeois, bourgeoise, bourgeoisie, bourgeon, bourguignon, born, bourré, bourride, and burse. Well, I kind of feel like I just want to pick bourbon as the word of the episode. So if you are of age, go have yourself a little bit of bourbon today. And that's all I got to say. Thank you very much for listening. Please go rate and review, and especially on Apple, go share this with people and subscribe, and enjoy. Just enjoy. That is all I got to say. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.